During these days of social distancing, the Buddhist Temple of Toledo will be offering beginning instruction in Zazen, live and online every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, continuing weekly until May 31st. For more information and to learn how to sign up, visit the Buddhist Temple of Toledo on Facebook or email programs@buddhisttempleoftoledo.org.
Hi, this is Rinsen, and I just wanted to let you know that there's a cool new thing that you could choose if you'd liked to be a part of it, and that is distance membership at the Buddhist Temple of Toledo. You know, these podcasts have been nourishing for many people over the years, and I hope that's the case for you. And it's been supported by the members of the Buddhist Temple of Toledo Sangha. There's an invitation right now if you'd like to extend some support and keep these podcasts coming and help support and share the Dharma in this manner. You can join the temple as a distance member. And one of the benefits of that is knowing that your financial support is going directly to helping the Sangha flourish, but also it'll give you access to an opportunity to interact with myself. Once a month, on a Sunday evening, I do a Zoom conference for distance members of the temple, exclusively for them, and I give some teachings and we interact and have question and answers, and it's really a great time. And it turns out that there's a lot of folks all around the country for whom it's turned into be an important way of connecting with the Dharma and with each other. So please consider becoming a distance member of the Buddhist Temple of Toledo Sangha and joining in, being a part of those Zoom conferences if you can, and helping to support this podcast. Thank you for your practice, everybody.
This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. Please visit BuddhistTempleOfToledo.org to make a contribution.
So the reading today is we're taking from Master Yung Chia, okay? And again, we put together this really nice handout for Ango, for Yung Chia. I see Zui Se is making some notes there on one of the feeds anyway. So let me just read the first bit of this for you, and let's talk a little bit about how this subject relates to the moment we all find ourselves in, right? Yung Chia's Song of Realizing the Way. Haven't you met someone seasoned in the way of ease? A person with nothing to do and nothing to master, who neither rejects thoughts nor seeks truth? The real nature of ignorance is Buddha nature itself. The empty, illusory body is the very body of the Dharma. When the Dharma body is realized, there is nothing at all. When the original nature of all things is innately Buddha, the elements of the self come and go like clouds without purpose. Greed, hate, and delusion appear and disappear like ocean foam. When you reach the heart of reality, you find neither self nor other. And even the worst kind of karma dissolves at once. If these words were lies uttered to deceive others, my tongue would be torn out forever. The instant you awaken to the chan of the Tathagata, all practices and means of liberation are perfected at once. In life's dream, passing from heaven to hell, each realm seems real. But with awakening, the whole cosmos is completely empty. No bad fortune, no good fortune, no loss, no gain. In nirvana, there's nothing to ask nor to seek. Dust builds up on a mind mirror not cleaned. With one decisive stroke, now lay the glass bare. Who is it that has no thought? Who is it that's unborn? It's as if not really born, yet not unborn either. Put this question to a wooden puppet. Can Buddha be gained by seeking it? Just let everything go. Earth, water, fire, wind. Then drink and eat as you please in nirvana. Everything in the universe is fleeting and vacant. This is the perfect enlightenment of the Tathagata. So there's a lot in here. There's a lot packed in here that's incredibly useful and relevant and quite nourishing for this crazy moment that we're all in with this COVID-19 situation. It seems by most of the information I'm seeing that there is no one who has a living memory of this kind of pandemic. Apparently in 1957, there was some kind of a thing that went around that was pretty severe, a little more severe than this. And apparently this is nowhere near as severe as the Spanish flu back about 100 years ago. But nonetheless, for us here, this isn't a light thing, and this is certainly something we'll all remember. Doan and I were talking, it's kind of like, it seems like it's on the scale of, you know, where were you when the space shuttle blew up, for those of us who were somewhere when the space shuttle blew up, and where were you at 9/11 when that happened. And this is kind of in that category. There are certain events that occur that are very much our own personal drama, you know. And that's real for us, you know, the birth of a child, the dissolution of a marriage, the getting of a job, the losing of a home, all these kinds of daily dramas and successes. The temple, getting the donation of some land to be able to put a temple together, and then having resistance from the neighbors, and then getting the courts to do the right thing, and then we can proceed, and then now something different is happening. Now this is a historical thing, not just for ourselves or for the community or our family. This is something that the world will note, that the world itself will encounter. And I think in some ways, these times are actually quite easy because it's so blatant and so obvious and so past anybody's pay grade that you just, everybody has to acknowledge what's going on, you know, or should, I suppose. And so there's this real sense of the historical moment that we're in. And I have to say that for those of us that are fortunate enough to have Zen Buddhist practice and training, my God, we're kind of built for this, to be honest. I mean, the training that we have, the perspective that we bring to bear, the kind of spiritual intelligence. I mean, come on, guys. We're talking about equanimity and compassion in the face of impermanence and change, being able to let go and to connect with what is so. I mean, you know, here we are, right? So in a very real way, it's time for each of us to bring our practice fully to bear. And believe me, you don't have to be wearing the mala beads of an abbot or a cool blue queso. It's kind of fun to wear. But you don't have to be wearing one of these things for your practice to be serious and real and deep and meaningful. In fact, if you've set one moment of Zazen, then already you have some experience. If you have set one period of Zazen, already you have some meaningful experience that you can bring into life. Okay? And so this is a beautiful time in a way. It's a terrifying time. It's a scary time. It's not something that any of us would want or wish for. But it too is a gift, like all moments. There's nothing we can do to guarantee even an evening or a morning. And yet here, miraculously, we all are. At least in this moment, we are. The question is, how will you wield it? How will you engage with this time that you find yourself in? Okay. And these teachings from Master Yung Chia give us the perfect inoculation. This is the perfect vaccine to the true suffering. The true suffering is not so pitiful as simply some virus or a disease or even death itself. Not the fear of being hooked up to some respirator or of having your loved ones die. I mean, that's serious. But the real thing is, who are you? Who are you before COVID-19 was a thing? Who are you before This whole thing is a distant memory that we drink to decades later. Who are you before your parents were born? This is the perspective from which we must come. This is the insight with which we can really rely on and take refuge in. So, just to pull a few threads out of our teacher's text, haven't you met someone seasoned in the way of ease? This is you. This is not some other person. Haven't you met yourself? Haven't you yet connected with your true nature? A person with nothing to do and nothing to master. Truly, there is nothing for you to do. Could I have a paper or something to use as a... Here, maybe I can do this. Sorry, guys, I'm going to lose my place if I don't do this. So, a person with nothing to do and nothing to master. You know, with as much as there is to get done right now and as much as there is to be thinking about, who is it that has nothing to do? With nothing to master, because it's already done, it's already accomplished, it's already mastered. Who is it that neither rejects thoughts nor seeks truth? The real nature of ignorance itself is Buddha nature itself. The real nature of fear of this virus is Buddha nature itself. The real nature of cavalier not caring about this virus is Buddha nature itself. The empty, illusory body is the very body of the Dharma. When the Dharma body is realized, there's nothing at all. When the Dharma body is realized, the way in which things are is realized fully and completely. That's how I would say it. The original nature of all things is innately Buddha. The original nature of this stupid virus and the causes and conditions which gave rise to it is also innately Buddha. Elements of the self come and go like clouds without purpose. This is a very difficult point, but a very important point. I know some friends, some people I'm connected with in various ways are looking at this as though it's a punishment from the Almighty because of some specific transgression which they find irreproachable and therefore are sending this in some conscious way. It strikes me as a feeble attempt to label everything that happens with ourselves as the main character in this adventure, ourselves as the entity around which the entire world revolves. And you know, you're not. You're just not, you know. I mean, you're the entity around which your world revolves. Yes, that's true. But not the wider world itself. This pandemic itself is something that is an element made of clouds. It comes and goes. It's not here to attack you. It's not here coming to get you. It's not smiting us from some... whatever. It's causes and conditions, folks, like science kind of stuff, okay? It seems like there's these crazy wet markets things in China, and we've got some communication of a virus from one species to the next, and it jumped to us. That's it. That's all there is to it. Now, I'm not saying it's insignificant. It's significant enough that we're doing this instead of meeting live. But don't worry yourself thinking that the universe is out to attack you or something like this. It's just... these are just causes and conditions at play. See, this is the dance of life and death itself. Greed, hate, and delusion appear and disappear like foam. And so does everything else, including you and me and these Facebook feeds. Oh, boy. When you reach the heart of reality, you find neither self nor other. And even the worst kind of karma dissolves at once. This is absolutely the case. This is my experience. When you really get deeply into seeing into your true self, right there you find there isn't one. There is not self or other. And exactly in that moment, poor me, how could this happen to me? Why me? Why us? Why now? All that stuff, it's gone. Even the worst kind of karma dissolves at once, immediately, instantly. this thing about the tongue being torn out, whatever, that's weird. The instant you awaken to the Zen of the womb of suchness, the text says the instant you awaken to the Chan of the Tathagata. Chan is Zen, and Tathagata means suchness. So the instant you awaken to thusness and suchness, all practices and means of liberation are perfected at once. And this is absolutely the case. The entire Lam Rim, the entire teachings of the Buddha, the entire wisdom of the Koan collection, all of the empowerments and initiations and ritual acknowledgments that can possibly be had, Vajrayana and Tantra and Zen and insight and Vipassana and the whole damn kit and caboodle together. Everything the Buddha said, everything the Buddha thought, everything he decided not to say, it's all perfected exactly in this one instance. The instant of connecting to thusness and suchness right now. And this moment that you're in right now, that I'm in right now, that we're all in right now, is the perfect opportunity to connect with this moment. Really here, guys, you've got a completely unavoidable and obvious boom. Hey, life and death are of supreme importance. Let's not waste what we have. Connect with it. In life's dream, passing from heaven to hell, each realm seems real. And this is the case, okay? Believe me, when the news comes out, hey, there's a presumptive positive diagnosis in Toledo, in Lucas County. What the heck? Presumptive. What is that? Why are we suddenly hearing this term? It's confusing. I suddenly become concerned more for myself and for my family and for the Sangha and for everyone that's around here. The push and the pull, it's very real. And yet, with awakening, the whole cosmos is completely Buddha nature. The whole cosmos is completely without self existence. The whole reality of our true life is this very free thing that is beyond the reach of COVID-19 or even a nuclear bomb or artificial intelligence taking over the world or a climate disaster or any of these other things, even the more mundane ones, like there's not enough toilet paper or my gig is canceled, what do I do? These realms, as they come and go, they are very real for us. And yet the truth of them is that they are completely empty. And when we realize that, it's not a matter of copping out or not caring or disassociating. It's a matter of being able to really engage, to be able to really engage with what it is that's going on, see? There's this, it's hard for me to explain, but when you take things at face value, it's more difficult to deal with them and to engage with them than when you see them from a deep perspective. Seen from the deepest perspective, it's actually easier to engage. And we're able to engage with more compassion and more happiness and joy and fulfillment, even when it's a terrible moment to engage with, because we see that the nature of this moment and the nature of ourselves are not separate. See, this is the great refuge, this is the great power. In life's dream, passing from heaven to hell, each realm seems real, and it does. And yet, with awakening, the entire cosmos is completely empty. There is no bad fortune. There is no good fortune. There is no loss. There is no gain. In nirvana, there is nothing to ask. There's nothing to be sought after. Hear that. Take it in. There actually is no bad fortune. But I just sold the farm, and I took all the money and invested it in the market. Talk about bad fortune. And yet the teachings say, there is no bad fortune. There's no good fortune either. There's no loss. No loss. Actually, correct. No loss. Can you see it? Can you see it? Now is the time, folks. Don't wait for some other time to get into it. Enough time now. See it clearly. No loss, no gain, right now, right here, this moment. Time, it's time. There's nothing to ask, there's nothing to seek. And check in and see if your neighbors need help. See if there's things we can do to help alleviate the suffering for each other. Dust builds up on a mirror not cleaned. With one decisive stroke, now lays the glass bare. This is talking about the story of the sixth ancestor. This is a nod to this business. And it's actually really clear. This, you know, people think that the monk who made the story was the loser and didn't understand, but actually he became a very in-depth teacher, and his insight is not to be thrown aside. Dust does build up on a mind mirror not cleaned. Guaranteed. So keep it clean. Maintain your practice. Keep your zazen engaged. Keep your mindfulness of the moment engaged as we connect with this reality we're involved in. With one decisive stroke, bam, right now, let mind show. Show me your mind right now. Boom. This is it. See, this is the kind of thing that usually doesn't go public, honestly. This is more often Dokusan work. But who knows what's coming? I don't know. So right now, you, your mind. Who is it that has no thought? Who is it that's obsessed with this stupid-ass virus? Who is it that doesn't care? Who is it that can't sleep? Who is it that's concerned for their elderly parent or their autoimmune compromised child? Who are you? Right now, as I breathe in, I can hear the pugs keeping the Abbassy safe from everybody who's out there walking along the walking trail. I can hear the wind chime that was at the farm and served us there for many, many years and now is here at the Abbassy. It's as if really not born, yet not unborn either. This is exactly you. This is exactly me. It's as if not born. And yet not unborn either. I mean, just think of it. However old you are, how the hell did you get to be this old? When did that happen? When did you suddenly wake up and be however old you are? How did you get here? What happened to all those years? Where are they now? What happened to all the things that we took for granted that now are beyond reach? Where did they go? Well, they really were never there, and yet they weren't not there either. Put this question to a wooden puppet. Can Buddhahood be gained by seeking it? Can you gain Buddhahood by running around like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to figure yourself out? And finally, our teacher says this. Just let everything go. Earth, water, fire, wind. This is meaning is all of the elements of reality. Everything on this altar here. Earth, air, fire, water. Buddha is space and image, mind, I should say. Let all of it go and then eat and drink as you please in nirvana. And then live your life. And in this moment and in this time, this is the life we get to live together. So let's do it. Let's dig in and really live it. Don't try to make this moment be some other moment. This moment is exactly this moment. Practice this moment as this moment. You don't need anything else. You need only to meet this moment exactly as this moment truly is. And you can do that. You absolutely can do this. Everything in the universe is fleeting. Including this stupid virus and the consequences of it. Everything in the universe is fleeting and vacant. This is the perfect awakening of suchness. So with this very strong medicine coming at us from centuries ago, from the early 8th century, we have complete immunity and complete inoculation from samsara, from suffering. What does it mean to completely engage this moment right now? See, actually, I think this is the perfect topic for this ango. And I think this ango is perfectly situated for exactly this crazy situation that we're all in together. So I really encourage everybody, think of this 90-day ango that we're beginning together. This is it, man. This is time to seriously step up, Buddha up, and become that Buddha of the mandala that you live in. Each of us needs to stop. Stop. Don't react. Don't freak out. Don't run all over the place. Just settle down and then bow. Completely bow to what is so. This stupid ass thing is so. It's not the first stupid ass thing I've ever had to bow to. And it won't be the last. It will not be the last. And you know what? If I end up on my deathbed here sooner than I think I'm going to, I'm going to have a laugh on that very same thing, because it's exactly true then, just as it is now, just as much as I live to 108 years old. No difference. And let's behave in ways that make sense for the most of us. How can we live in a way right now that does the most possible good for the most possible number of people? I'm going to conclude this little talk with just this one thought. You know, it's my, I'm not a medical expert. I don't pretend to be one on TV or the internet or anywhere else. But I think it is wise and prudent for each of us to act as though we were someone who may well be carrying this COVID-19 virus and have no symptoms. And if you can act as though you might be putting people at risk by connecting, and just take some time to not do that and to let the thing burn out over the amount of time so that we're relatively certain that we don't have it until testing becomes available, then this to me makes the most sense if it's at all possible to do. And then once we get past that moment, then we just behave accordingly and we'll get through this thing. So, Ango begins. Our first ever virtual Ango. Here we are in the midst of it.
We hope you have enjoyed this talk. To learn more about the Buddhist Temple of Toledo, or to make a contribution in support of this podcast, please visit buddhisttempleoftoledo.org. Thank you for listening.